Christian life, the continuation and fulfillment of the life of Jesus. From The Kingdom of Jesus, Part 2, by St. John Eudes. Not only is Jesus, Son of God and Son of Man, King of men and of angels, our God, our Savior, and our Sovereign Lord, he is also our head, and we are members of his body, as St. Paul puts it. It follows that we are united to him in the most intimate union possible, comparable to the link there is between members and their head. Spiritually, we are united to him by faith and by the grace he gave us in holy baptism. Bodily, we are united to him by the union of his most holy body with ours in the Blessed Eucharist. And as a necessary consequence, just as the members are animated by the spirit of the head and live of the same life, so too must we be animated by the spirit of Jesus, live of his life, walk in his ways, be clothed with his sentiments and inclinations, perform all our actions with the same dispositions and intentions with which he acted. In a word, we must continue and fulfill the life, religion, and devotion which he had on earth. This proposition is based on the sacred words of the one who is truth itself. I am the life. I have come that you might have life. I live, and so will you. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. In other words, just as I am in my Father, living of his life that he communicates to me, so are you also in me, living of my life, and I am in you, communicating that same life to you. Thus, I live in you, and you live with me and in me. All these sacred texts teach us that Jesus Christ must live in us, that we must have no life but in him, and that our life must be a continuation and expression of his. To understand more clearly this fundamental truth about Christian life, and to root it strongly in your soul, bear in mind that Jesus Christ has two kinds of body and two kinds of life. First, there is his personal body, which he received from the Blessed Virgin, and the life which he lived in his human body while on earth. His second body is his mystical body, the Church. St. Paul indeed calls her the body of Christ. His second life is the one he lives in this mystical body, and in all Christians, its members. The first kind of life, mortal and limited in time, which he lived in his natural body, was fulfilled and ended with his death. But he wills to continue living in his mystical body until the end of time, in order to glorify the Father by the actions and sufferings of a mortal life of work and toil, not only during 34 years, but until the end of the world. In this way, the mortal and temporal life of Jesus has in his mystical body, that is to say, in all Christians, it is not yet fulfilled, but proceeds toward fulfillment day by day in each true Christian, and will not be perfectly complete until the end of time. St. Paul writes that he is fulfilling the sufferings of Jesus Christ. We can also rightly say that a true Christian, as a member of Jesus Christ, united with him by grace, continues and fulfills the actions that Jesus performed while on earth by every one of the actions he performs in the spirit of Jesus. So when a Christian prays, he continues and fulfills the prayer of Jesus. When he works, he continues and fulfills Jesus Christ's work life, and so on, in all the other actions done in a Christian manner. So you see what Christian life is, a continuation and fulfillment of the life of Jesus. You see that our actions must be a continuation of Jesus' actions, and that we must be so many other Jesuses on earth, in order to continue here his life and work, to do and suffer everything that he wants us to do and suffer in a holy and divine way, in the spirit of Jesus, that is, with the divine and holy dispositions and intentions which Jesus had in all his actions and sufferings. Jesus Christ was sent by God to be our wisdom, our justice, our sanctification, and our redemption. So, as it is written, let him who would boast, boast in the Lord. Of his fullness, we have all had a share, grace in return for grace. So, as it is written, let him who would boast, boast in the Lord.